Hey, Josh, I got a request in for you to sing Jeremy in your Eddie Vedder voice.
Jeremy spoke yesterday.
Good one. Good one. So I hope that will suffice to the audience.
You're welcome.
I thought it was actually pretty good that time.
Voice
I don't know about
generation.
I don't know about the other time that you were impersonating Eddie Vedder, but that time was pretty good.
Thank you.
You are welcome. Baseball teams this weekend. You'll be drunk as hell at the Nebraska game tonight, buying all those beers.
Pissing off Kathy.
Probably go to the bathroom in the outfield. Okay, now I just got a text from Steve Sippel that says question mark. What's that supposed to mean?
Did something happen where like his phone didn't ring?
Guaranteed.
Yeah, yeah.
He said, "Did I miss you?" Yeah, we called it. Okay. Let's see. Let's just play this out live on air.
Okay.
Yeah, we called at 12:30.
We called you, Sippel. You didn't answer.
It went straight to voicemail.
It went straight to voicemail.
We'll see what that gets back.
We'll see what it gets back.
So you'll be drunk as hell. You'll be drunk in the back of the car and crying like a baby coming home from the bar. AKA the Nebraska-Maryland game tonight. And you'll probably... you know, not be watching Creighton and Villanova because it's on Flow Sports. But
it is an option.
They are big series this weekend for both of these teams, who are both kind of sort of struggling right now. And so I'd like to play around with a number between just these two, Nebraska and Creighton. I think it's possible that they both could get three this weekend. Villanova is a pretty mediocre to below that team. Maryland is what Maryland is, probably a little bit worse of a version than what Maryland has been over the last couple of years when they've been really the Big Ten's representative in the NCAA tournament. They're kind of shining star. Maybe they pass the torch this year to Nebraska. So if I told you, as a way to combine both of the baseball chats into one, if I told you that I felt like a good number of wins between those two teams this year or this weekend is 4.5. Is that too many combined? They each play 3 games.
Feels high.
Feels high?
Feels high, right? I mean,
I don't know. I'm setting the bar high, Josh. Should I set
that,
it?
That's a good thing to do, by the way. I just want to be clear about that.
Should I set it lower?
Let me look. Oh,
what if I told you
okay,
that
Maryland
I think,
is not as good as Maryland passed?
No. I want 5 out of 6 this weekend combined.
I'm just going to assume Villanova isn't
bad.
A world beater.
No. They're like 160 whatever in the RPI.
Okay. Yeah, that should be the goal.
4.5.
That should be
You're
the goal.
You're taking the over? Or are you taking the under?
I will have confidence in my local teams where many people say I don't.
Yep.
And say...
thank you, General Tominaga.
5. General Tominaga.
Or whatever. Admiral.
Admiral.
Admiral Tominaga.
Admiral Tominaga.
All right, I've received a return.
He's leaving. We can stop kissing his ass now.
I've received a return text from Stephen M. Sippel. It's an emoji.
Many people would like you to...
the one where it goes like this.
Do this fake Sippel.
Hey, Hap, did I miss ya? I'm going to send an emoji that's doing this.
The rock eyebrow.
Yeah, it is. That's what it is. So, didn't have Sippel today. We don't have time to have him anymore.
Nah.
So, that's okay. Maybe his phone wasn't working.
Dead zone. It happens.
It does happen. He's probably out on the hog.
No harm, no foul.
5 out of 6 this weekend. 5 out of 6.
Do it.
5 out of 6. I don't know who's... Sipple's listening while I'm reading his texts over the air. Hi, Sipple. Did he just call in just then?
No. It was a request for you to do
all right.
Fake Sipple excuses.
Sipple, call 402-951-1620 right now. And
it was supposed to be off the record.
And we will. I just want to check in on you. I just want to see how you are because we have like 3 minutes left. All right. So call and we'll just see how you're doing. That's all. 5 out of 6 this weekend, drunk as hell at Haymarket Park, and throwing beers out onto the field. Kathy's going to be triggered. And it'll be very fun. Also, one more thing. We didn't talk about Chucky Hepburn today, but we did mention him yesterday. It feels as if Nebraska is probably not as much in that conversation as maybe we initially thought. It also does feel as if, I don't know who the, like, it'll be a collab of a decision, obviously, and it's a big one. But it does feel whoever gets one is going to get the other between Chucky and Frankie. And I don't think all three of them are going to be, you know, with Will Kyle in there too. It sounds like Will Kyle, Nebraska, actually has a pretty decent chance with him. But I don't know. I don't know what the weekend holds for him, for both of those guys. Frankie was at Michigan State last weekend. Then Chucky went into the portal. So maybe that school would be the favorite just off the face of that. We'll see how it progresses.
It's Nebraska's own version of the Heatles. Like, they're all going to go to the same place.
That's right, except for the place is not Nebraska.
Or Miami.
Miami?
Well, that's where the Heatles went.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Oh, that's right. Yeah. Sorry. Thanks. Sipple's here. Hey, Sipple, how's it going?
I'm sorry.
I don't know what happened. We called and you went straight to voicemail, and we gave up too soon.
I wonder what that's all like. Was I on the phone or I don't know?
What were you doing exactly 1 hour ago? That's when we called.
I mean, I was kind of scrambling around, but I was ready-ish. I was mindful of it. I saw the tweet and I was like, okay, I got to do that today.
Okay.
Anyway,
that's just a mix-up.
Have a good show. It's fun listening. So I almost hated to break in.
Well, that's okay. You got any takes on the Taylor Swift album?
No, I don't. I just flat don't. I don't even know any of her songs.
Did you know that she came out with an album today?
No, I did not.
She did.
I didn't. That's not exciting.
Did you know that?
I'm not going to lie.
Wasn't Nick saying that Pearl Jam came out with an album today?
That's correct.
Did you know Pearl Jam came out with an album today?
I'm more interested in that, obviously, at my age. You know?
Thank you, Sipple.
Oh, that's why you were singing like that. Okay.
It's clearly Eddie Vedder, Steve.
Yeah. No, it sounded very country. I thought that was a country artist.
Country Eddie Vedder.
Well, he's softened in his old age.
Eddie Vedder. Yeah, I kept thinking Cobain. And I was like, Cobain can't come out with an album.
No, he's dead.
Right.
Are you excited to have a beer at the ballpark tonight? I assume you will.
No, I'm not going to the ballpark tonight. I'm headed that way, actually. I got family matters in Omaha, Manawa.
Manawa.
So, no, I'm headed that way. So, no, I'm headed the opposite way.
Sad. Well, so you're going to miss out on all the festivities tonight where people will just be drunk as hell watching Nebraska baseball.
It's one of the most overcooked stories of the year.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Sipple. Handshake.
Handshake. Well, we're related, so we probably have similar takes on a lot of things. That, yeah, I've sort of just looked on in amazement at the coverage and the discussion. Yeah, they're going to have beer. Who cares?
Great point.
You would have thought a five-star committed.
Here's another old man take I had today. I'm not mad. Don't say that I'm mad, but I don't need there to be technology in the football helmets. I kind of like when they signal all the plays in with like a hamburger and a picture of Shrek. I think that's kind of cool.
I would not be angry at you. I think it's a curious take. I do think in this case, bringing college football in line with high school and NFL makes sense, right?
It makes sense. Yes, it makes sense. So, once again, I'm not mad. I'm not mad.
I'm not mad because, I mean, my whole mantra in this right now, in this part of my life, is I'm living most of my life as I'm trying to live it as I would have in the 70s, as I did in the 70s. So, there was no technology and helmets then.
No.
So But again, at some point, you do have to deal with certain realities in this world. And I think that's a certain reality you're going to have to deal with.
Dudes were throwing 150 pitch complete games every 3 days. It was awesome.
It was different and it was better. I will tell you that. Major League Baseball was definitely more of a thing, and it was fun. There were more personalities. It was, you know, there wasn't any scandal or there was scandal. I should.
There was no scandal in the 70s.
yeah, that was bad. Slip up. That was scandal, but it was better. Everything was better. Happer. Everything was better.
Everything was better in the 70s. Something that I say all the time,
God,
as a man who was born in 1992.
I mean, we were talking today on our show here about the top 50 songs of 1972. I can send you the text. It's of the top 50 songs, and it's incredible. It's like, I don't even know what to say about it.
Music definitely better, for sure.
Oh, Happer, God bless you.
Yeah,
God bless you.
I'm with you there. Okay, thanks for checking in, Simple. We appreciate it. Have a good weekend.
Yeah, I'll try to do better.
Keep calling you next time. We'll just keep calling until you block us.
That's not me. It's not. I always worry that you think it's intentional or.
No.
I don't know. You know how I am, so you're not probably overly surprised. But go on with your show, and we'll do it next week, okay?
Okay, bye, Simple.
Bye.
Stephen M. Simple of HuskerOnline.com. You can check out his takes and his work there. It's all great. All right, we'll be back. Poll questions, tell you what to watch on 1620 The Zone.
I'm a fabulous driver.
The Connor Happer Show.
I'm one of the best friends you could ever have in your life.
On 1620 The Zone.
I hate you.